again, we're going to talk about the royal family, and we're going to ask, I love this British saying, what are they playing at? The palace is indicating that all of this Where's Waldo about King Charles and Kate Middleton is Russian disinformation, so much so that the British embassy in Ukraine and in Moscow posted this on X and on Telegram saying news about King Charles III's death is fake. That's from the official embassy for the UK in those places. So they're using the old Russian disinformation bit to get us to think that it's fake. Ask Bob Mueller how that worked out, or Hillary Clinton, but they're gonna use it for the royals. The Daily Mail reports that King Charles was seen today leaving Windsor Castle this morning. And again, the UK embassy in Moscow is saying, no, King Charles is alive. So here's the headline. Cancer-stricken King Charles is spotted leaving Windsor Castle and arriving at Clarence House in London after British embassy in Moscow was forced to furiously deny Russian media claims that monarch passed away unexpectedly. And strangely enough, we have a really high quality image of him. There he is in a car.
They got a close-up.
Really looks like him, not pixelated.
Hey, I recognize that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks almost real.
Wait, you mean to tell me they have a real camera this time?
Yeah. Only it wasn't just Russian media that reported that the king was dead. It was pretty much all of X since Sunday has been saying that there is some big royal announcement, and it's possible that King Charles died. They were saying he died on St. Patrick's Day, which was a real, like, the Irish really got him, you know, getting back at the English. That was the joke. It did not originate in Russia. It was reported in Russia like it was reported everywhere. And in fact, it was first reported on Pakistani media outlet based on a TikTok video that was run by these two American sisters right there. Nothing about that came from Russia. It wasn't Russian, and it wasn't information. What?
It wasn't Russian or information.
But that didn't stop the UK government now, the official embassy, from saying that this was Russian disinformation that makes us wonder where the blip is the king and where the blip is Princess Kate Middleton. They're trying to make us think it's all fake. That's why we think it's not fake. In fact, the media is saying that Russia might have done this because they're mad that the UK talked crap about the presidential elections, lol. Here's a headline from the Telegraph. It says, this sick stunt about the king being dead involving the monarch followed criticism in Britain and other Western countries of Vladimir Putin's election victory in a rigged presidential election. Do you see how nonsense that is? So first of all, Russia didn't start this, but they're saying they may have started it. They were so hurt that we poo-pooed their elections that they made up a story about the king being dead. That makes literally no sense. Why would they do that?
My favorite part about the Russian disinformation part is it requires zero proof. They don't have to. They, not once will they ever come out and go, this was Russian disinformation, and here's all the proof that we have that shows that it was, in fact, Russian disinformation. You can just say it, and then that's it.
Unless you have Hillary Clinton, who invents it with her team and creates a fake dossier. You could call on Hillary Clinton's team to get you to make a no steal dossier. You could say that they have this in the books. Someone in the chat just said that King Charles had cervical cancer.
Okay. I don't know if they've actually confirmed that or not. I didn't go, but if you say so. I get it.
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Took me a second on that one.
Maybe it's the bug bite that got you.
I know. I might have rabies.
In 2024, you don't even know if a king has cervical cancer.
All right. And yet, Kate Middleton has really not been seen in any kind of satisfactory way. Now, on Monday, video of Kate Middleton was released from her supposed shopping trip to a farm store on Saturday. And the press is saying, we're satisfied. We see the video. She's been found. Your fun is over. Only let's take a look at who they're saying is Kate Middleton. Now, we know on the right is the doctored Mother's Day photo. We know on the left is actually Kate Middleton from last year. And in the center, that's what they're telling us that they're satisfied with. But most normal people are not, because that doesn't look like Kate Middleton. Again, we're going to analyze this, and it's not just because of palace intrigue or we like her pretty clothes, which I do, but I'd like to remind you that the royal family is a taxpayer-funded entity, and they love to remind us that they serve the people. So if a senior royal has been harmed or is otherwise hurt and they're lying about it, we deserve to know, and we deserve to know why the media is complicit. And once they say Russian disinformation, well, that's in my wheelhouse. So I'm going to take a look, because we're not stupid. Now, every time they throw the public a bone on this, where is Kate Middleton? The scandal just feels dirtier and stupider. Is it possible that she's just resting from some non-serious surgery that they were honest with us about? Maybe, but that probability just seems lower and lower. 80 days? Every single day.
80 days?
Well, the surgery was January 16th, and they said she would be back by Easter. Now they're saying she may not even be back by Trooping the Colors, which is in June, an annual parade that's in June. Mm. So we're not getting a straight story. Now we get these sort of incongruent, grainy, distant photos of her. Why? So again, I just want to take you back a little, because two Sundays ago was Mother's Day, and we got this published, heavily altered image on the Princess of Wales Instagram account. It became immediately clear this was heavily doctored. People immediately could figure out why. Here is just a couple of circles of all the things that are just not right about this photo. And we were told, oh, you know, she was having planned abdominal surgery in mid-January. And so we were made to think that this is her recently and that she's fine. The next day, the ex-royal account posted this on behalf of the princess, saying, oh, yeah, I'm sorry I did that. Sometimes I like to just mess around with Photoshop. I did a bad job. Sorry I confused people. Only nobody bought that, and that raised interest in, well, where actually are you? Why are we getting this doctored photo? Why have we not seen your kids? Why did your kids and your parents not visit you in the hospital? Was this actually planned? And we're not getting real answers. Now, some TikTokers pointed out that the outfits in that photo were similar to the ones they had worn in November, but just altered colors, and they asked for the non-photoshopped version of that photo. The palace refused, and they still refuse. So we can't know if that actually was from a November event. Now, a photo this week, a week before Mother's Day, a photo had been published of her driving with her mom. And then this week we get a different image of her shopping. Now, do those look like the same ladies to you? And further, do either of them look like Kate Middleton?
Well, first of all, keep them up here on the screen. Number one, they don't look like, maybe the one on the left looks slightly like her, but
the one in the car?
Yeah, maybe, but they don't look, the one on the left does not look like the one on the right.
Are they the same people?
No.
Well, the one on the right looks like a younger, I'd say 20 something.
Yeah.
Yes. This woman is, Kate Middleton is 42, I believe. The woman on the right is not 42. She's probably 22, maybe 30 at the oldest. Maybe these are supposedly 2 weeks apart. Do you think somebody who's had surgery, like maybe you get kind of bloated from IV trips, did she lose? And she did, let's just say, she did lose her baby weight within a month. So has she done that? Go ahead. What do you want to say?
No, people in the chat saying maybe it's Pippa, her sister.
A lot of people are saying that it looks like Pippa. Let's look at that video, the video footage posted by TMZ. And we're going to see it. This just rolls on a loop, so I'm going to talk over it. So here they are with TMZ logo over it, walking out of a farm shop. She walks pretty bouncy for how she normally walks. You know, they're smiling, but she does look kind of nervous and like she's going fast. If she is one of many body doubles of Kate Middleton, she looks like she's pretty nervous to be playing the role. Many are saying, we've never seen her carrying shopping bags before. I don't know if that's true or not. Some are saying if she just had abdominal surgery, you don't wear tight pants like that or carry your own groceries. I don't know. Also, in the year 2024, why is that video so grainy? How did she get 20 years younger?
She's using a 10-year-old iPhone. Like when they first rolled out the camera, the video camera on the 3G, the 3GS. Right. Maybe that's someone was still using an iPhone 3GS.
Somebody still running around with their Nokia. Some of them are still running around with their old Nokia flip phone.
Flip phone. That's obviously a Bigfoot hunter.
Right. Now, several X users have employed AI to unblur the image. And when they did that, they got this.
What?
Now, okay.
Whoa.
Now, this is using AI to unblur the image, a still of the image. They got this. So that's not very reliable.
It's good. It's a good thing they didn't use Google Gemini. Otherwise, she'd be black.
Yes. Right. And here's another not AI generated, but still blurry image that clearly is not Kate Middleton. That's what I'm saying. If you would like to say something otherwise, I'm listening. They say that the person who took this was just shopping for a steak and, oh, there's the royal couple. I didn't even know. Let me run to the car and take a video from the car.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We don't have any confirmation. We just have this person who was shopping takes a photo, takes a video.
Yes.
So we don't actually know. There's no official statement from the palace.
The palace has not said that this was them. I do think
has anyone else put him under the same scrutiny? Has anybody paused that or anything?
Yes.
I don't think that looks like him either.
Well, let's put it back up, if you don't mind, the last image. And people are saying that he doesn't have that much hair, that he has too much hair coming out. He didn't use Provia, our show sponsor. That he has too much hair coming out from under that hat. He's normally even balder than that. And so I'm not sure if that's him and he's playing along like, I need my fake wife. Let's do this.
They just look like a young couple.
Can you imagine?
High 20 something couple.
There's like a British couple that's like, wow, we didn't realize all the
people really think we look like the royal
couple. We were just out shopping this weekend. We have nothing to do with the royal
family. Everybody's staring at me.
Well, okay, but that's another thing is that if we can roll the footage again, is that easy for you to do? Nobody's staring. So that's also very suspicious that the people behind are just like eating their stuff. They don't even look up.
This creep in the parking lot is...
See the people there? Nobody even looks up. If Kate Middleton and Prince William are walking past you, those people are going to bristle, stare, look. You have to think those people were planted.
Do they go out in public without any kind of security, unlike here in the U.S.? I mean, they're royals. Do they not have to have some kind of security detail at all times?
They do. In fact, Harry just sued the U.K. government to get his security detail back because they removed it from him when he left royal life, and he lost that lawsuit. So absolutely, they're supposed to have security detail. I think maybe we're supposed to think that the two dudes walking behind them... I'm not sure. Now, the person that spoke to The Sun who said, oh, I have this video. I was just shopping for a steak. Isn't that funny? His name is Nelson Silva. We're not quite sure, but people on X think that maybe he's the same Nelson Silva who lives in London and owns a film production company. If that's actually him, owner of the film production company, he's a pretty terrible videographer, wouldn't you say? Now, here are some
pundits.
Unless
he was paid to be a bad videographer.
Okay, let's play this out, David, because this is your profession. If I wanted you to fake a video like this and I said, okay, I'm going to go into the butcher and then you pretend you get me in a furtive way, is this what you would do? Play that out.
It depends. I mean, if I were paid to do it and they're like, but the footage can't be clear because we know, because this is a different scenario. If I knew it was you, that's different. The footage that we would see would be perfectly clear if it was for sure her, right?
Yeah.
But knowing that it's not, they're trying to make it so that it seems like it's her. So I would like take some Crisco and put it on my lens or something and make it a little foggy.
Crisco.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have to make it look like you're in your own car too.
Yeah. And I have to move all you got to do is this a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Like Bigfoot style, like shaky cam, like you're catching a UFO or something So you can't really tell.
I was going to say, it's like whenever somebody sees a UFO, like they make sure that they drink about 6 Red Bulls and then they film that with a high zoom lens and as shaky as can be.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I want to play you some pundits on GB News talking about how terrible this is of a doppelganger and a video.
You know, some people have said it doesn't look like her, but they've only had a few days to find a lookalike or tweak an Android.
I don't know that they have. There must have been lookalikes making a decent living for the last, I don't know, 10 or 15 years. I mean, she's been an international celebrity. There must be high-grade lookalikes you could have got to a farm shop in Windsor.
I have to say, because I don't buy into any of this conspiracy stuff. You know, I don't believe she's been on the moon. Or I do think she's still alive. But that... I don't know if they've specifically chosen a particularly bad photograph to help feed this conspiracy, but that does not look anything like Kate, and I'm starting to think that doesn't look anything like William either.
I mean, it doesn't just not look like in a sort of... You can see how they were... how they might have thought it, but, it looked quite... defiantly unlike her.
Yeah,
like quite pointedly unlike her.
It's like when James Bond went away and he came back and he wasn't Scottish anymore. You know what I
mean? Like
they're
defiantly,
not even trying.
Like defiantly not her.
Right.
Not just not her, defiantly not her.
We just must keep messing with you, public. Now, again, the palace has never actually said that this was Kate Middleton. They haven't said anything about it, but the Sun is reporting she's happy and healthy. They used those words. And again, because she's so spry, they're reporting that seniors in the palace are saying, look how good she looks. She's going to be back to work in short order, probably even sooner than we expect. That was according to officials quoted by the Sun, not the palace. The palace is probably in full on freak out mode. Why, though? Why won't they just give us the truth? Go ahead, Philip.
Or the palace is all, everybody's all huddled in there saying, look, this is like expanding our brand. We're popular again. Everybody, she's like hiding in the palace, like everything's fine. But they're like, just keep it going. Just let it keep going because our brand is getting better and bigger again.
Perhaps. But more questions. Where are the children who have not been seen? Why didn't her parents or the children visit her in the hospital? Why can't we get just a straight answer with today's newspaper? Something like that, right? Of a good shot of her. Why this Russian disinformation, when clearly it's not Russian disinformation? And why won't the press take this seriously? The press, instead of actually going out and finding her and reporting this story, they're posting utter nonsense like this. Oh, you know, photos of the late queen were also photoshopped and digitally altered. Now this has really made us aware of this. Here's all the ways the queen was never actually in a room with this many children. I guess because when you're royals, you don't want to be in a room with that many children. Okay, that's fine. Maybe that's true. I don't care. But this is clearly the press is running cover for this story, pretending they're investigating old photos instead of actually going to find what is behind this Where is Kate Middleton story. Why are they doing that? So let us know what your theories are, why you think this is happening, or if you think, no, she's fine, she's just resting, and we're making too much of this. Okay, I want to hear it.
Let us know in the comments below.
I'd like to point out, I learned something new from this. We covered this Monday, and then covering it again today, I thought the entire time we were talking about the couple that did leave the royal family. And it was apparently Harry. I don't even know who Kate Middleton is now.
Harry and Meghan Markle.
Okay.
So this whole time I thought that's who we were talking about. And so then when I was going to ask, because in that video, it's like, well, it looks like they're in England. And I was like, I thought those other ones like moved to California or something like that. So I was confused, but now I realize it's because.
You know what I'm thrilled about? I just learned something as well, that there's someone out there more ignorant than I am about the royal family. So Philip, congratulations.
Right, I got your back, Clayton. I got your back.
That's awesome. I feel good about
way
this.
Way to legitimately not care at all about the royals. You're like Morrissey, but more.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.